Thanks, Jared, and thanks to the rest of the panel. I'll try my best to not bore everybody to death here at the end. My name is Jamie Rose. I am the Research and Evaluation Manager at Help HIV in Washington, D.C. I have no financial relationships to disclose, although I forgot that slide as well. Help HIV is a national nonprofit that advances effective prevention, care, support, and health equity for people living with or at risk for HIV and HCV, particularly within the LGBT communities and other underserved communities. We do this through education, capacity building, health services research, and advocacy, both to organizations, communities, and professionals. A couple of learning objectives that we set out for today in the presentation was to identify and how to identify and utilize publicly available data sets for analysis and targeting of areas where program services will have the highest need, be in areas of high need and of greatest impact, and understand how to mesh disease data with social determinants of health when looking at an impact measurement, and define the importance of geospatial mapping and analysis in informing programs and policies. So the project that we developed this targeting strategy for was spurred by the Affordable Care Act and the National HIV-AIDS Strategy, as well as the transformation of HIV into a manageable chronic disease, which placed an onus on managing that disease in primary care and increasing access to those services for people living with HIV. So the goal of the project was to increase access to comprehensive, high-quality HIV primary care for racial and ethnic minority communities severely impacted by HIV/AIDS by building the capacity of non-Ryan White-funded health centers. This really was a project to increase access to high-quality primary care. So we were mandated to not work in Ryan White Part C-funded health centers. The health centers we'd worked with could have certain levels of Ryan White for Part A and Part B funding, but Part C's were disqualified. So we achieved this goal by targeting CHCs, identifying a model for integrating HIV into primary care. I won't go too much into that model, but it combines clinical training with organizational capacity building in order to provide sustainable HIV services. And if you're interested, my colleague and executive director, Brian Huddich, will be presenting the STEP model tomorrow. I believe it's session 5115, so we're not going to highlight that now, but that is being presented tomorrow. So the research and evaluation team, we utilize publicly available data sources to identify CHCs in areas where theoretically, increased HIV services will have the most impact and in areas of high need. We did this through two strategies, one being identifying publicly available data sets and summary measures that would measure impact, and the other was to do some geo-mapping and geospatial analysis of areas where there's high need and less services available. So the first one was targeting for impact. We identified relevant summary measures from that included both HIV data as well as data on broader social determinants of health, and we ranked those measures to provide a list of states where this impact would be highest. We looked at the CDC HIV surveillance data, and we calculated a percentage of the total prevalence in that area that were racial and ethnic minority populations. We looked at unmet need, which is calculated state by state through the statewide coordinated statements of need that provides an estimated percentage of people living with HIV who are not in care. These two HIV data subsets became a lot of the core of what we were looking for when we were targeting, both where racial and ethnic minority populations are disproportionately affected and where people will benefit from increased access to the services. We looked at age from the Census Bureau, 20 to 49, which is a majority of the newly infected and prevalence age range. We looked at federal poverty level, those living under 100%. We looked at limited English proficiency and percent minority populations overall. as well as high school or less equivalent education levels. We also pulled sexual orientation from the 2006 American Community Survey estimates done by the Williams Institute in 2006, which estimates the number of LGBT individuals in each state. So these are the results of those that impact analysis. On the left, California, Illinois, Washington, D.C., Texas, New York, New Jersey, all the states where we identified where that impact will be high. And on the right, you'll see the states that we identified as low impact. We use these states here in the top 10 as the locations where we wanted to focus on when we were recruiting our health centers to participate. We also looked at geomapping for need. I'm going to work a little backwards here from my slide set, but we looked at some different things, both HIV prevalence and incidence, minority populations living with HIV, unmet need, and county HIV prevalence. I'm just going to jump ahead a little bit here. This map, we had a little issue with our loading the presentation here, so it got a little cut off. But this map shows you the locations of all community health centers, BIPOC-supported community health centers, as well as Ryan White Part C grantees. So we really wanted to, at the beginning of the project, we were looking for health centers that were providing some level of HIV care and treatment at the time when they joined the project, but we didn't want them too close to Ryan White Part C grantees. We wanted them in areas where they could, you know, those services would open up a new door to newer populations. As we got into the project, that mandate of them having some sort of care and treatment level of service already being provided was removed. And it turned out during our assessment period that some of these health centers that were saying they were providing these services were really providing them in different ways than we may have thought at the beginning. So it turned out we did some resource mapping after the fact of, so a Ryan White Part C clinic would be a good thing if they were not, if they were just testing and linking, they had an active linkage that they could promote and work with. So, but originally we wanted to have health centers that were sort of far away from these Ryan White Part C grantees. This map shows you the estimated percentages of HIV positive clients not in care at the state level. This is our unmet need that we mined from those from each state. You'll see down in the south, and that's a pretty common theme through a lot of the maps, of where the darker the shade is, the more the issue here. And this map is our minority populations living with HIV map. We also overlaid eChip cities from the CDC. We figured if that's those are high prevalence areas and they're areas where a lot of the prevention dollars were going and where there's big pockets of HIV clients that can be assisted. You'll see again down through the south a little darker shade in these maps. The dots are signify our CHCs that we worked with. So you'll see we saturated a good bit of the south and the northeast. If you look up in South Dakota, you'll see two dots there, which in none of our analysis, South Dakota came up as a state where impact and need were high. But as we talk about role of place, these were, the one was on Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in the Badlands of South Dakota that has a high prevalence rate and a very interesting set of circumstances there that make capacity building for HIV very difficult. So while it wasn't found through our traditional measures, they were in areas where the need was high. Just hop back through these moments here. This is another example of our geomapping. When we were looking for identifying these health centers, this is a geomap of Louisiana that overlays county prevalence rates and the community health centers that are in those areas of high prevalence and where we could target our recruitment and outreach for those services. Once the CHCs were identified and recruited, we verified their minority and HIV patient populations using UDS data, which is submitted by to BIPIC. All community health centers are required to provide it. I will say that, again, in the role of place, we're focusing on our targeting initiative here, but once we did identify these health centers, that role of place was a whole new ball of wax, essentially. There were a lot of, this is a national project, so they were spread out all over the country, dealing with different patient populations, different geographic locations, and it required us to partner both with organizations that had, especially in South Dakota, with Native American organizations. It required us to do a lot of work on the fly to really provide appropriate services for those communities. But we verified the patient level HIV populations and minority populations of service in those health centers. As a result, 89% of the CHCs recruited into the program were located in states identified as high need or impact. Like I said, two CHCs in South Dakota were both IHS funded, so we're outside of the realm of our scope here. One thing else I'll say about the data collection, it actually served as a good recruiting tool for community health centers. As we did a lot of the data mining and collection, we saw these were areas of high need. And when you're recruiting health centers, we had to, we found it difficult if we didn't give them some sort of cost benefit or some sort of quantification of the need for these services in their area. So now that we had already done the data collection and analysis, we were able to feed that back to the health centers in a meaningful way to show them you need to, you know, look at providing these services. So lessons learned, incorporating broader social determinants of health provide a different definition of impact when we're targeting HIV interventions. Looking at lifestyle issues, looking at other factors outside of traditional health care really helped us to identify places that impact would be great. Mapping and data visualization provide targets for the allocation of program funding. And this method can be refined to target other program policies and advocacy interventions. We've used our geomapping in other aspects in terms of readiness for the Affordable Care Act in states. We've looked at, we just recently did some geomapping that shows the gap in data surveillance and reporting for HCV as compared to HIV and on its own. So we're able to use these geomapping and targeting strategies to really refine them into different areas. We're looking into the prevention as another issue we've looked at about mapping modes of transmission and other things that that would help to target areas where we really need to do some work. Thank you.